This portion of Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant Energy, a NRG company.
Tannehill looking. Tannehill with time. Now here comes the pass rush, and Clowney has his first sack. Jadeveon Clowney.
All right, Jadeveon Clowney got his first sack of his career on Sunday at Miami. Came in a losing effort. He also had two tackles for loss, eight tackles total. Those eight tackles led the team. But Jadeveon Clowney has been disruptive. O'Brien said it. We've seen it. Yet he still catches a lot of flack from some portions of the fan base and some in the media. What's been your observation, your evaluation halfway through the season of number 90?
People critical of Clowney are clueless about football. They're clueless about microfracture surgery and everything that he had to go through. I thought it would be 2016 before we would see him move the way he does. He's coming off his best game. He's the fastest linebacker. The only thing I see, when he's on the right side, J.J. doesn't move around. J.J. stays at left end, so it's easier to defend him with multiple blockers than if they don't know where he's going to go. But I guess they don't want Watt and Clowney together because it's easier to just slide the protection over there. But I think right now they're letting him stay down like they're playing a 4-3. Mm-hmm. I think that's smart, and he's going to get better and better.
Yeah, I kind of like what you're saying, though, as far as seeing those guys on the same side of the line, because when we saw it in the preseason when Clowney was a rookie, it looked like somebody was taking the pin out of a grenade and rolling it and just blowing up sides of the line. It looked like they were doing nice things together. Your observation of Clowney so far, DP?
Yeah, I have to agree with John. And everything that we've heard from inside the building is the same, from Romeo Crennel to Bill O'Brien. They're very happy with how Clowney has looked so far. He is exceeding expectations. For people to think that he should have 10 sacks by now is ridiculous. The fact that he's even playing in the game and being disruptive is an accomplishment in itself. And what Romeo Crennel always reminds us is that he's essentially still a rookie. I mean, he's now seeing his first action in games. We didn't see very much of him last year, so he's still trying to get a feel for the NFL. But for what little he's played so far, he's definitely making an impact. And they did say that once he'd start getting those sacks, it would start piling on. So I'd be curious to see how he does now against Tennessee and for the second half of the season.
Yeah, and flipping things over to the Tennessee defense, what are some things that those guys have been doing well and they do well, John?
They just gave Atlanta 10 points. They lost 10-7. Atlanta scored 48 against the Texans. Dick LeBeau is the, assistant head coach defense. His former pupil, Ray Horton, is a defensive coordinator. But everybody knows Dick LeBeau has taken over the defense, and that's why you see them giving up only 10 points to Atlanta. So this could actually be a low-scoring game won by a kicker.
What about you? What have you seen Tennessee do well?
Well, the Tennessee defense, surprisingly, is ranked fourth in the league in overall defense. And the teams that are ahead of them are the ones that you'd expect, the Broncos, the Seahawks, the Jets, and then there's Tennessee. And I think John makes a great point about Dick LeBeau being there and why that's impacted them so far. I think the big question is going to be quarterback. Is Mariota, how hurt is he? What about Mettenberger? How much has he progressed? It looks like the Texans had to prepare for both this week.
Yeah, and it's a quarterback, if you go with Mettenberger, that J.J. Watt sacked two times in each of the two games he played against the Titans last year, so he's done very, very well against those Tennessee Titans. All right, we got to take another break, but before we do, John Harris is back breaking down the X's and O's in this week's version of the Telestrator.
Welcome to Texas Telestrator, everyone, presented by BMW. It's time to take a look at the Tennessee Titans defense. A little different than what it's been. It's been a 4-3 package in the past, but now with Dick LeBeau calling the defense, you see a lot more 3-4 concepts, a lot of odd fronts. So now you see two outside linebackers, Derek Morgan, Brian Arakpo. But the one thing that's consistent is these guys can run. And you can see that against the Atlanta Falcons here with Devontae Freeman in the backfield, a guy right here that gave the Texans all kinds of trouble. Now, this is going to be a simple zone play over to the left side. So we're going to zone everybody's steps here. And then Devontae Freeman is either going to stay outside wide, he's going to cut it up, or he's going to cut it back. Either way, the key to this is to make sure that he does one of these two things. You do not want him to get the edge and turn it up the sideline here. So that's the key. The one guy you're going to want to watch here is this play side linebacker. He's going to blow this play up. As soon as he recognizes it, he's coming right now. He's going to get right in the mesh, and that's going to force Freeman to have to cut back, and then these three guys take care of business and hold Freeman to a short gain, which was key against Atlanta, holding Freeman to short gains. So let's take a look at this play, and you can see exactly what I'm talking about here. You get a little bit of motion, so we're going to even up the set with essentially three tight ends, and we're going to try and get the edge. But Arakpo does a nice job here of holding that edge, and that's going to force Freeman to have to start in here. And when he does, here comes the linebacker right there to form that mesh, and that's where this play gets blown up. Nice job. You can see now this whole mesh right here, Freeman has one way to go, and that's right here. Well, you got backside linebacker help, and you got all this coming right here that can slow this play down, and he's going to end up getting 2 yards only because he's a strong runner. But you can see how the Titans flow to the football, and here's the end zone shot of it as well. And you can see this linebacker right here make a great read and get up into that mesh and really kill this play before it really could get going. And here we go. We're going to run the zone. Stretch it. You can see him coming. He sees a gap, so he's going to take Jake Matthews back. Freeman knows it, so he knows his lane has got to be back here somewhere. Problem is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys all doing their job to stop this play. Freeman's going to get tackled right there. And you'll see how it comes together. That's good team defense, good fast flow defense right there by the Titans, something the Texans are going to have to be very wary of. Got to run the football. Got to. And they're going to have to do it against a pretty fast defense. Appreciate you guys watching. We'll be right back after this.